Eight yodi achas bintire vachas bishtife. Pirish bekontres, not yod of achas nakli kitit nchachom. The achas bishtife bino bimem so. So, how do we see from that that he doesn't have to pour water at the same time? Because usually, if a person pours water from a keli on one hand, and the other hand he immerses in the river, so probably it's not at the same time. We could visualize a case, let's say, a person will stand at the shore of the river, of the shore of the ocean, and will push in his right hand in the ocean, and then another person who stand next to him will pour water on the left hand at the same time. But that's not the usual case. Some mail we see from that you can pour water on one hand first and the other hand second, and it's all right. Dim tema, veiche poshit mehoche ki moshe chode yode vehoche moshe liidoch dim mehoche meire she oso bivasachas shtifo lezu until lezu. That's the kash. Maybe this has reference to the case where at the same time that he immersed one hand in the mikveh, another person poured water from a kele on the other hand. It's possible. The yesh leima di kesov ha-rashas den chiluk di mistabre di bozu ha-chazul me'ane ho adin basach ha-snam le'ma'ane afu shteyem min tile yad zu mikleat ze v'yad zu mikleachem. So Tesfes gives the talents. It's not because the usual case, if a person pours water from a keli on one hand and he immerses in the other hand the mikveh, so it's not simultaneously. Even if it is simultaneously, but if the halacha is that you cannot, let's say, pour water on the right hand at 12 o'clock and on the left hand at 1 after 12, so then it shouldn't be effective if at the same time that one pours water on your right hand, you immerse your left hand in the mikveh. Because monefshach, if it has to be on both hands at the same time, that means it has to be one tare. Now we have two tares here, even if he does it simultaneously. But one hand is nitar al the tefillah b'mikveh. The other hand is nitar, not al the tefillah b'mikveh, al the nitar shadayim. So it's not one tare, so it doesn't make any difference. Because if we say that when you pour water from a keli, you have to pour on both hands at the same time, that means both hands have to be nitar in the same way, and one tare, not different tares. So mimele, it would follow that even if at the same time, but one hand is nita al the tefillah b'mikveh, the other hand is nita al the nitilah mikli, so it's not effective either. The Rabbi Tam goras al pi amishnayes, not al yodim ish achas, mishtifa achas, yodi teiro. Because Newton Yoditeiro Shmamino de Chode Chode Mahanye. So the Ramtam's Girsi is not Lachas, not our like our Girsi. Haneitu Yodi Achas Bintila Achas Yodi Achas Bintila Vachas Bishtif Yod of Teres, but his Geres not Yodi Achas Mishtif Achas Yoditeiro. And it's an altogether different pshat according to Ramtam's Gersi. Voche pirish mishtif achas she tzorich lishpich natli al yodov beis piyomim. That's the mishni yodayim. Now the halacha is, why does he have to be neitel yodov mikli in order to mitaya the tume? Because the yodayim, until they are washed, they have a tumah. They are tumah. Shinyali tumah. So, you have to eliminate the tum, and by pouring water over the hands, so then you are mitar the tum. And aloch is the kele, that from that you fill up with water, and that water you pour upon the hands must have at the very outset a revis. Why a revis? Because a revis is the minimum mikveh. A mikveh of revis can entire kelim with your eyes. In other words, if you have a small, tiny little mikveh, a mikveh miniature, only a revis, only a revis, and then you want to immerse a number of needles in that miniature mikveh, so midrash it's toyer. So a revis is the minimum shio for me mikveh. So meile the chachomim or misakein that the kele that you fill up with water and you pour that water upon the yadayim that are tome in order to remove the tume, they must have a shiur of a minimum mikveh. What is a shiur of a minimum mikveh? That is revis. Alright, the halacha is that revis neitlon yadayim leachod afil lishnayim. So why? Because it's your itar. At the very outset, it had a shiur of a mikveh. Even though after he poured half of the revis upon Ruvi's hands, so he doesn't have a revis, but so it's your itare. So in other words, at the very outset, it had a shiur mikveh. So in other words, the inyan of taras yodayim is an inyan of tare, like tare in mikveh, except that here the Takonis Chachomim was, you can be mitired by materials. I mean, as long as the kele at the very outset had a revis, so mele the halacha is that when you pour from a kele that has a revis, then so if you pour the whole revis on each end, you don't have to pour twice. Just once is enough. But suppose you don't pour a revis on each end. Suppose you pour less than a revis on each end. Revis is neitlon liachod afil lishnayim. So after you poured half of a revis from the kele upon Ruvin's hands, only half a revis is left. So then you have to make two pourings. So the first pouring is in order to remove the tumeh from the yodayim. But then the mayim of the first water, of the mayim v'sheinim are tumeh, because they were mitayeh, the yodayim tmeim, some mele, they themselves, the mayim v'sheinim became tumeh by coming in contact with the yodayim tmeim. So then you have to pour water again in order to be mitayeh the mayim v'sheinim. There's our. But if you pour at the very outset on each hand a revis, so then a revis is like a mikveh. So then when the tomei immerses himself in the mikveh, do the mayim become tomei? No. The main mikveh doesn't become tummy. So mele, if he pours a whole revis on his hand, he doesn't have to pour again. Because the only reason as to why he has to pour again is to be mitaya the mayim of the mayim rishaini. So that's only if you pour less than a revis. Because the aloch is revis neitlim leachod vafil lishnai. So then it's not, it doesn't have the shiur mikveh. So mele, even though it can be entirely dying, but the mayim itself, the mayim reshenim that remain on the hands, are tomei, and then they'll be mitame the yodayim again. But so you have to pour water again to be mitayeh the Maim Rishenim, they will not be able to contaminate your daim again. So when do we have to pour twice? Only if you don't pour a reviz with one stroke on the hand. But if you pour a reviz with one stroke on the hand, you don't have to pour twice. Just once. Just once. All right, the minig is to pour twice. But that's a chumrah. Misaradin, if you pour a reviz on the hand, you don't have to pour twice. So he explains it. The Ramtam goes up in Mishnah is not Yodachas, Mishtifachas, or the Teo. The Kaposhi, Niton, Yoritir, Shman, or Chodo Chodemanye, Voche Perushe, Mishtifachas, Etzorch Lispech, Narkli, Al Yodov, Beis Beomin. Why Beis Beomin? In other words, if he doesn't pour with one stroke of his, then he has to pour twice. Once to mitaya the yodayim, second time to mitaya the mayim that became contaminated by coming in contact with the year to fall yodayim pain. So, hoche porish mishtipa rasholz nakal yod beikwamik mor ham zuchtim sar yodayim yitzorch mayim rishin mushnim val ze komar vimnotu yod yachas mishtipa achas deilo שיקישתיים יודי תאירו כיבן שיש בשטיפסו כשיומיים ראשין משנים. So one situation where you don't have to pour twice is if the water you pour once has a reviz. But there's another situation where you don't have to pour twice. Suppose it doesn't have a reviz, it has less than a reviz, but it's substantial enough to be used in two pourings. So then, even though he poured it with one stroke, let's say it has 3/4 of a reviz, but the 3/4 of a reviz is enough to be used in two parts. Let's say you need 3/8 to pour once on a hand, and if you poured once 3/4 of reviz, so it has enough to be used in two points, so in Mele you don't have to pour twice. Keep in shape, Mishtifazuki Shiomai Mishinishim, because I'm the safe. Stay out of Mishtifahas, Rabmea Mitame, Achit Nervis, Avagav the Shinator Mishtay Shifes. Loi boy reviz hasht de lekel lishtifa achas tzorich reviz bishtifezu. So in other words, so the aloche is even though that there is aloche that reviz neitel ishnayim afil echot only if he pours it on one hand, but if he pours it on both hands, so he needs a reviz b'shtifesu. Aber sa'af al gaf dikshneitu b'shtei shtifes liboy reviz hasht lekel shtifa achas tzor reviz b'shtifesu. So even though it has enough water to be poured in shtei shtifes on both hands, but it's not mitaya, then it has to have a reviz. אבל יודע אחס אין צורך הביס כי עושה מישור את הרי אלא שתהי או איזה שטיף או מרוב רשתיים. So there are tilly tilly של הלוחס. So anyway, so from this Mishne we see that it doesn't have to be done בבסחס. Yes.
What's the reason why when he has 3/4 of a reviz that he?
I mentioned 3/4 as a moshel. Huh. I assume 3/4 would be enough for 2 points. I don't know. Maybe 9/8 will be enough for a reviz. I wanted to mention something less than a reviz, but enough to be used in 2 points. So it's really not 3/4, not 9/8, not 10/11, not 99/100. It's a reviz minus, you have a reviz plus a little, more than revis, and you have revis minus.
So when he has enough.
Yeah.
So then why is it considered mitayer?
That's where the takam is chacham.
Is it because when you're pouring, so that it's as
not
if
much
the
is considered
water is
as if you use two pours, since it is enough, it has a sufficient quantity to be used in two pourings, but he used it in one pouring, so it's considered alpidin as if he did it in two pourings. That was the Kol Chacham. So anyway, all these halachas of the Mishneh according to Rabbi Tam's Girse are not relevant to our Inyan. What is relevant to our Inyan is that it doesn't have to be basachas. So we are midayik from Loshna Mishneh, not all yodi achas mishtif achas, yodi teiro. Because Poshim Tony yodi teiro. What's about the other hand? But we are not dealing with someone who will put a glove, a mapu on the other hand. So how is he allowed to eat? The answer is, he'll pour water on the other hand a few minutes later. But it's not basachas. So we can deduce from the Mishneh that the shtife on the two hands does not have to be done by basachas. Now, and this is a very important thesis. I don't know whether they went over the Reb Chaim. Anitzek v'akatafre sumashke tifeach ein chibur loy litume v'loy litar. Pirish bekuntres ein chibur litare lin shtei mikvois shein be'achod mehem memso v'nitzek v'katafre sumashke tifeach mechabron ein chibur v'kosher rabita. So we see it's in Mishnah Mefureshes that katafres, what does katafres mean? Katafres means it's lent. Not ishbiren. Ishbiren means even leveled. Katafra means imadre. Rashi says here, madre merube. In other words, because it's really hard to find the perfect ishbir. It's hard to find perfect ishbir. I mean, let's say, in Yerushalayim, Lachayach, Yerushalayim, so it's all katafra, I mean. But even in this country, in Chicago, in New York, it's not a perfect ishbir. You don't have a perfect. I don't think there is a single block in Chicago or New York that is perfectly even leveled. There are always bumps, you know. The bumps, up and down, bumps. That's why I have a difficulty walking, because of my condition. So I'm very sensitive to a minimal catastrophes. So I am sensitive, I recognize it. But Rashi says, Katafras, this is Eine Chibu, is Madre Michudet Harbet. See, like this. Michudet Harbet. Can neither see it. But today, you know, you walk, and the average block, you know, so you don't even notice it. I notice it. But like this, so that's not considered Katafras. So Katafras, if it's in its land, so there is no Chibu. So that means, suppose you have two mikvois. Here on the upper level you have 20 so, and here on the lower level you have 20 so. And in between you have tefiach latfiach. Tefiach latfiach is chibur. So it's not mechuba. Because katafras is in a chibur. Even if in between you have tefiach latfiach water, only an even level. In other words, here an even level, you have year 20 so. And year 20 so, and here is relatively, does not have water, but there is enough moisture of the fiach latfiach, then the 20 so here is so on the left side of the mikveh are mitzurev to the 20 so on the right side of the mikveh. But if it's in the form of a katafres, here you have 20 so, and here you have 20 so, and in the middle you have just drops, tefeach latfiach is not mitzvah. That's how it appears from this mission. But, so the kosher rametam, the atkan le nechle korab mei avir abyude bifirik in dershin, Gabi Gimu Gumie soll jeno esrin, wachtachten esrin, uven zoi saboin, wie hadel ich auch schon mit mir, wer es bin eiem, elbite über jeno. Suppose you have, in die Katafres, you have three mikvois, and you have cavities, gummies, and in one cavity you have 20. Then the lowermost cavity you have 20. And in them choice you have a boy, you have four, three cavities. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yude. According to Reb Meir, if somebody stay there in the uppermost cavity, and suppose he's a short person, of course in order to be a tefillah should be ile, so that his whole goof has to be immersed in the water. If he's a heavy person, a tall person, so physically it will not be immersed. But suppose he's a little child, let's say, a table little child, a short person, and the whole goof can be fully immersed in a gumo of 20 sok. So according to Reb Meir, even if you immerse the child in the uppermost gumo, so the tefillah is a good tefillah. How is it a good tefillah? After all, there is only 20, so because the mayor holds good asik. So in other words, we consider the 40 so. The 40 so that is in the middle gumo, as if it had gone up, even though by the law of gravity, so water tends to go down, not to go up. Still, the mayor says, we say good asik. Good asik. We consider it as if the water in the middle gumo had gone up. It's not destined to go up. Still, he says good asik. And Reb Yude is ready. So, according to Reb Yude, anybody who is stable in the uppermost gumo, no tefillah, because he was stable in 20, so mikve has to have memso. But the lowermost gumo that has 20, so even Reb Yude is made. Even Reb Yude is made that the tefillah is a good tefillah. It's a good tefillah. Reb Yude is made is a good tefillah. Why? Because Reb Yude is chilek on the Indian of gudashik. But gudachis is made. So in other words, there's a big difference between gudas and gudachis. Gudachis, because by law of gravity, so any water that is on the upper level, if there is no friction, is destined to go down, except if you are marked with friction, so it will not go down. So male, since it is naturally destined by itself to go down, so even before it went down, it's considered as if it had gone down already. So male, since there is memso in the guman tzoyis, and that is naturally destined, except when there is a miyakif. So, to go down, so we say, good acts. Some mele, so everybody is made that even in a katafres, as far as it feel in the lower level mikve is concerned, we apply the principle of good acts. So it is a figure. And here, the Mishnah says that there is no chibur. As a matter of fact, that some Rishayim say it's no kashe, because true the Gemara in Chagige mentions only two shittes, Reb Meir and Reb Yude. Reb Meir says even the one who is stable in the Gumel Yeno, so it's a good feeling. And Reb Yude says only in the Gumel Tachtene, but Reb Yude is also made in the Gumel Tachtene. But the Tisefte says, V'chachomim Eimrim, there is a third mandama, Chachom Neimrim. Even the one who is stay there in the Gumam Tzoy, so it's not also a tefillah either. And the Aloch is like the Chachomim. Chachomim. Some male, it's no cash. So there's some Rishayim.
Even
them choice. Because Katafras is the Avachibo. There's some Rishayim. What? Oh, so why the stasis asks? Stasis did
not. No, but
the
Tzoy is our brain.
What?
What's the case?
What is it?
You mean the Rishim and the Kachana or the Tzoyis?
Tzoyis is our body.
Tzoyis is our body. Probably
says. Yeah, in the case that the Sefta mentions when the Mtsoyis is also when the Mtsoyis that the Sefta says that the Chachomim say, no, the Chamsah, the Chachomim say, it was a slip of the tongue, the Chachomim say that even the one who is stable in the Tachteino is loyal Sotra. I'm sorry, it was a slip of the tongue. So, even the one who is stable in the Tachteino is loyal Sotra. Only in the choice that has a boy. But Hateva, it was a slip of the tongue. But the one who is say he's stable in the Tachteino that has a half only, so is also the ultimate feeling, because we don't say good acts. Why does Teisves as the Kashi? It's not that Teisves didn't know the Chachomim of the Sefte, because there are some Rishonim who explain that when the Chachomim say that even the Tachteino is the ultimate feeling, that's a special Rabbanon. It's a special Rabbanon. But Midraise, the Chachomim are made to rebuke it. That the Tachteino that has only a boim so it's also a tefillah. That's why Teisa says the kashe. But the Arishenim will say no, it's no kashe, because we pass like the Chachomim, and the Chachomim and the Sefte say that even the one who is stable the Tachteino is also a tefillah. And it's not midrabbonon, it's midrais. Also Teisa says, because you're on top, the outcome we nachli korab may have a beautiful feeling in the ocean. Gabikimu gummi is so alien as from the Tachtin S from the Choice Aboin. The hard is so chummy very name of the Tibu Berino, Yamun Gudasi. Abu Tachtin Kulamei also it will have a good axis. I'll make a tap with Sribo, the Hochemash Madim Hibokal. The Imer Abnotam, some time is a big Swedish. The Hochemire Dafke Bistay Gummi is. שבוזו עשרים ובוזו עשרים דילקם מקווה שולים ביחוד בפני עצמו דלהה וחיבו ועימד בילין אפילו בתחתנו אבל הוסום דייקה במצויס מקווה שולם לכול העומה מדבילים בתחתנו ובליינו פלי so אבו ודווקא נוקת מצויס אבל שתי גומי ישעים בשמחס מקווה שולם לכולה עומי מדבילים, אף ביטחתם, אף ביטחתם. So in other words, Thesis, רמתם שיטה is, mentions a big, רמתם mentions a big חידש. In other words, when is the מחלקס, when is the מחלקס, in other words, when do we say that Katafras is no חיבור, if let's say you have here you have 20 so and here you have 20 so each mikveh by itself does not have a mikveh shleimo, but only for the tziruf of both mikvehs you have a mikveh shleimo. Then katafis no chibur. But suppose you have here 40 so and here 20 so then if there is tefiach latfiach between the upper level mikveh of 40 so and the lower level mikveh of 20 so, then katafas yachid. We have to understand what the word is. Manifshach. He is stable in the 20 so mikveh. So he immersed himself only in 20 so, not in 40 so. But there is a chibo, there is tefeach latfiach, between the two mikvehs. So it's a chibur. So what if it is the upper level is 20 so and the lower level is 20 so? We have to understand it. Then, but let's go over the other chiddush of Rambam. Uvel yenot liye vidavke nokatem tzois, avol shtei gumiyes sheim bishum achas mikve sholem, likul almei madbili, avitachtein. Veyem chagim. Oid hikshu, the hoche komar, the katafres, loya vechibu. Uvi somuch komar of Yude, imo yaragov shogishin negil b'mayim, avashin itoya. Avashin itoya. So what's the kashu? We could say that Nitzel, who says avashin itoya, Rabbi Yude? Who says gudachis? But the Rabbonon do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda who says Gudachis. Some Meile, because Katafras is no Chibur. And so Rambam says, but the Mishneh in Taras Perik Ches Mishneh Tes of Hamitzet Katafras also accords with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So says, ובסמך קומה רב יהודה אם הוא ירד ואפשרוי שנגל במים אף השם איתו יהיה והר דניציק רב יהודה היא דומסקינו לי עם מקוויס ורב יהודה היא as a matter of fact does the Gemara say that the Mishneh of Hanitzik Betatafres represents the sheet of Rab Yehuda? Let's go over the Gemara again. It says לא יצריך לי משקת פייח וכי מי שכמשקת פייח מהווה ואתנה הניסק והתתפרס ומשקת פייח אין חיבו לא ליתומה ולא יצערה לא יצריך די כתפייח להתפייח דה ביי אוויל פייאז רפרנס לקייס ודו יש תפייח להתפייח הונם את עניוני תפייח להתפייח חיבו תפייח להתפייח חיבו דילמה לי מקוויס. So when the Gemara says דילמה לי מקוויס, it has reference to the price of תפייח להתפייח חיבו. The Mishneh in Perik Ches of Taras Mishneh Tes doesn't say תפייח להתפייח חיבו. The Mishneh in Tare says משקה תפייח, not תפייח להתפייח אין חיבו. But the Mishneh doesn't say one word that תפייח להתפייח is חיבו. So what says this kashe? He says והר דניצג, the Mishneh of Hanitzik Tafres, that's Rabbi Yehuda. דו מסכין על יום מקוויס רב יהודי. No! When the Gemara says דיל מקוויס רב יהודי, the Gemara has reference to the price of the תפייח להתפייח חיבו. That's not mentioned in the Mishneh, that's mentioned in the price. But maybe the Mishneh represents the view of the Rabbonon. And they know Haname, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Gudachis, so Katafres is a Chibur. What kind of a Kash is it? Apparently, Rabbi Tesis assumes that since the dead price of the Feach Latvia Chibur is a price in the Tisefte of Taras, and many times the Tisefte, whether it's in Taras, whether it's in Mikvois, whether it's in Gittin or in Gdushin, so the Tiseftes are like supplements to the Mishnah. So let's say a Mishnah Mikvois will mention certain dinim, then the Tisefte will mention a supplement to the Tisefte will mention a supplement to the Mishnah. A supplement to the Mishnah. Just, I mean, by Derech HaDinyan, in geometry, you have a proposition, then you have a corollary. So the corollary is a supplement to the proposition. So, here too, this braise in Tisefte in Tares is really a corollary. It's on the same perik. But the same perik, but in Tisefte of Tares, not in the Mishnayos of Tares. So, Mele, since the Gemara says that this braise tefiach latfiach chibu, which is a corollary to the Mishneh of Hanitzim that Atafres umashke tefiach in a chibu, so then this braise in Tisefte says tefiach latfiach chibu, mashke tefiach in a chibu, tefiach latfiach chibu. So in other words, it's really an extension of the Mishneh, and since the extension is expressive of the view of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Mishneh is also expressive of the view of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Yiskash. Vim Rabbi Netam, Dechivim Shamayim Shalorishe, Seife Lipel Vilerid Limikve, Have Katafres Chibu. So he says, over there is different, because here we are talking Mashke Tefeach, where it's not destined to go down. Let's say, like Gimugumiyes, so it's not destined to go down, simply because there is a Me'akiv, there is friction. It's each mikveh is contained in a separate cavity, in a Gumiyes, so it's not destined to go down. But here, the Mishneh of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Ruvein, two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, immersed themselves. It had the mikveh of Mem Shomitzim Shomitz, exactly Mem Shomitz. Then Reuven went in and he walked out. And he remained standing or sitting on the shore of the mikveh. of the Noah, the Yam. And then the water, the body had drops of water dripping down. So as he was standing on the Karka Mikveh, or sitting, you know, on the Karka Mikveh, so on the bank of the Mikveh, so the water was constantly dripping down. So it's say Felipe. So in such a case, Katafras is a chibo. When does the Mishnah say Katafras is a chibo? When it's not say Felipe. Well, that's like the Braise in Chagige of Gimugumrias. It's not say Felipe because there is friction. Yeah, every mikveh is contained in a separate cavity. So in other words, then it means that katafres is not a chibur. It all depends. If it is a katafres that ain't safely pale, where it's not destined to go down, then it's no chibur. But if it's a katafres that is destined to drip down, but it hasn't dripped down as yet, but ultimately it is destined to drip down, so then even before it drips down, it's considered chibur. But the Mishnah says that Nitzek is no chibur and Katafras is no chibur. So Mele, one would be tempted to argue, since in regard to Katafras, so it's not a chibur only when it's not destined to be lipe, but in the case where it's destined to be lipe, like Hoyoraglo of Nigel Bamayim, then it is chibur. So in regard to Nitzek, also, when is Nitzek no chibur? When it's no chibur, when it's not destined to go down. But if it's destined to go down, then Nitzek is a chibur. So he says, no. ומי הוא ניצק או רוע מקטפרס, לפי שכרוח של הניצק אימד באוויר, ולא יהב החיבור אפילו סייפי ליפל, כי דימשמע בפרק פסר לאביזור. Now, ניצק is no חיבור. What it means is no חיבור? So, of course, it has an application to יאינסח also. But יאינסח is only מדרבונו, because ניגיה, ויאנקו מסר is only מדרבונו. But it has application. It has application with the rice and the rice level. The gabi tume. In other words, suppose you have one chavyes. You have one chavyes standing here at the bottom, and you have mayim, and you have mayim tear in that chavyes. You have mayim tear in that chavyes. And then you have on the upper level a chavyes that is maintained, mashket mei. And then there is a siphon that runs from the upper level chavyes to the lower level chavyes. And then a tomei would put his hand on the top of the siphon in the upper level chavyes. So then, if nitzek would be chibel, so then we would say that the mashkin, let's say the yayin in the lower level chavyes, will become tummy. But if nitzik is not a chibur, so then it's not tummy. The same thing would apply with Rabbonon in regard to yayin esach. If an akum would touch the siphon, the top of the siphon that is placed in the upper level chavyes, so then if Nitzuk would be chibur, so all the yayin in the lower level chavyes will become yayin esach. But Nitzuk is no chibur. So he says, "Umiu Nitzuk goruah mikatafres." Why? Lifi shakiluach shor Nitzuk imi biavia v'lahave chibur afilu seifin lipe. In the case of katafres, where the siphon is not mutubavia, you see, when everything is the Rabbi Karke, except one is upper level, one is lower level. So then, Katafras is no chibur if it's not a chibur, like Negino Gumayes, because every water is not destined to drip down into another cavity because there is friction that prevents it from running down. But where it is safely pale, like Hoyoragov Negevamayim, then Katafis is a chip. But in the case of Nitzik, where the Keluach is Be'avir, when you pour, was suppose an akum would touch the siphon through which Yayin is poured. You know, Yayin is poured from an upper level Chavyes to another level Chavyes, and the akum would touch the top of the siphon, so the Yayin in the lower level Chavyes would not become Yayin Esach, even though in the long run every drop from the upper level Chavyes would run down into the lower level Chavyes. But so far it hasn't run down yet, so Meile Nitzik is not Chiba. Why is there a difference between Katafres, the Chibur of Katafres, and the Chibur of Nitzek? Because Katafres is on the Karake. Mashein came, the Keluach of the Nitzek is not on the Karake, it's Ba'avir. V'la'avir Chibur afil seifelip, ki di mashma b'ferik basra d'avizor, v'hodi da'ik hosom, gabi kusi d'anach yodei abas gishte, ועשר רוב לכל החמרה שמע מנו ניציק חיבור אף על גב תהוסם הווק התאפרס דהיקשפר דניציק הווק חיבור תחיבו לי מה שנוגע ביעקוסי דהיינה בקציר אליין דהין סייפר ליפה בצחוב יסקיבו שראי שייך עוד מול החלגיש ולאוכל לאודיף מניציק. In other words, there was also two Chavyes, an upper level Chavyes, and a lower level Chavyes, and then there was a siphon that was put from the upper level Chavyes, let's say, and the siphon was bent. Let's say this is the siphon, and it was bent. And here, the one end of the siphon was immersed in the upper level Chavyes of Yain. And then the other end of the siphon was immersed in the lower level Chavyes of Yain. Then a Nakim came and he put his hands at the Ksei Orishen. So then, if Nitzik could be a Chibur, the Gemara says, then the Yain, Here the Braise says Tifeach is Goyav Chibur, but Tifeach La Tifeach is Av Chibur. If between the two mikvois there is enough moisture so that you could moisten another spot with that moisture, that's Chibur. But if it's just slightly moist, you could moisten your hand, but you couldn't moisten something else by virtue of taking hold of the few drops of water. So then it's not a chib. But tefeach latfeach is chib. And tefeach latfeach is much less than shveras aneid. Shveras aneid is, let's say, is like a circle that will be drawn over two fingers, these two fingers. If you use the width of these two fingers as the diameter, and then you draw a circle around it, so that will be shifras aneid. I don't know, in terms of inches, how to read. Let's say, you use from here to here as the diameter, and then you draw a circle around this diameter. So that would be Shver Sanit. It's a lot of water. Tfir at tfir. A few drops, but this will have hundreds of drops, maybe thousands of drops. So Tzikash, here from the Brazil, say the Shia Chibur is very little Tfir at tfir. Enough drops of water to moisten some other spot. And there he says that there has to be enough water that will fill up the Nekev Kishver Sanit, where the diameter is the width of these two fingers. Ufer shlish der Gigeir Mikoi Shver Sanit, bu vichol shes bois chizlam keimon, vein rab netam, in Nekev binan Kishver Sanit, aber mayim sage bitte feyach latfiyach. Sometimes says a big chiddush that the nekev, in other words, if you have a kesa, suppose you have a kesa, you have two mikvois, you have one mikve here and one mikve here, let's say this mikve here has 20 so, this mikve here has 20 so, and in the middle you have a kesa, but in the kesa you have a penetrating hole. If the nekev in the hole, and of course the nekev is not above the level of water. If it's above the level of water, so it's no nekev. In other words, the nekev is below the level of the water, you know, of the top of the water. So if the nekev is as large as Shver Sanit, even though the water that flows over through the nekev from this mikveh to that mikveh is not Shver Sanit, it doesn't become filled up, but only a little bit flows over. So then it's already filled. So mainly it's no kash. When the Mishnah says the tale of mikveh Shver Sanit, it has reference to the size of the nekev. The nekev has to be as large as a Shver Sanit. Shver Sanit means a circle that is drawn over a diameter that has the width of these two fingers. But how much water must flow over through the nekev? Not the whole nekev has to be filled up, but it just as tefiach latfiach water flows over, so then it's, what's the significance? What's the significance of the Nekishvah Sanit? It has to be as big as Yishvah Sanit. So although the Sefer says that actually, if it's in one place, we don't need Shver Sanit in Mechaber. If it's in one place. In other words, suppose you have in one place water. Sometimes the water is very high, and sometimes the water is very shallow. Should be Shver Sanit between one spot of water and the other. But if there is a mechitza that is mafsi, you have one mikveya and one mikveya, and then there is a kesel, so then they are not mitzur of the two waters. But if there is no kesel mafsi, so then they are mitzur. But even if there is no kesel mafsi, suppose you have water here, and here it's completely dry, and then you have water here, and here there is an intervening zone, completely dry, no moisture, nothing. So then they cannot be mitzuret, even though it's on one level. There is no water in between. But if here Here there is water, 20 sun, and here there is 20 sun, and there is an intermediary zone that is, has no water, but he has a little bit of water. Tefiach latfiach water, then the amitzvah. But there, even if it's, even though in the intervening zone, it's very little water, not kishveras anot, but there's still mitzvah. But if there is a kesel mafsik, so then they cannot be mitzvah unless the nekef in the kesel that is not above the top level of the water is as large as kishveras anot. Even though the water that flows over from this mikveh to the other mikveh, it doesn't fill up the whole nekev, but suppose there would be enough water, so it would flow over, except that it happens there is very little water to flow over, but it has the potential to flow over and fill up the whole shveras anot. That's why it's mitzvah. So that's the pshat in Rav Netam. It's not that Rav Netam considers the fact that there is a big nekev. That is mechaber. What is it? What is it? Big nekev. The answer is, if there is a nekev kishveras anot, so it has the potential to flow over water kishveras anot from one mikveh to the other, except that at this point, so the level is not very high, so only tefiach latfiach water flows over from one mikveh to the other. So that's why it's mitzvah. So that means if there is a nekev that has a potential to flow over water of kishveras anot, but actually at this moment the level of water is not very high, so it just flows over a little bit, tefiach latfiach. So mele, it's considered as if there is no kesel mafsik. But
in other words, Tosfos is only talking about the case that there's a kesel mafsik, but it's not.
That's right, the kesel mafsik, that's right.
So therefore you need the, so in order that Trumpet has
to, so it has the potential. But suppose there is a kesel mafsik and tefiach latfiach water flows over, but the nekef is only a fourth of the shveras anot. So then it doesn't even have the potential to flow over water of shveras anot. So mele, there is considered, there is a case a mechitza between. If the nekef is as large as shveras anot, so then the case of the mechitza is commanderless, because it's no real obstruction. Because if there would be, if the level of the water on each side would be higher, so how much water would flow over? There is an eight water. So it's no mechitza, there is no hefsek. But if the nekef is less than shveras anot, so even if there would be a lot of water, suppose there would be water, let's say 100 feet high, or 1,000 feet. But if the nekef is less than shveras anot, so shveras anot will never flow over. So mele, it means that there is a mechitze, an obstruction between one mikveh and the other. So mele, they cannot be mitzvah. Hema rametam di nekef binon ki shveras anot, avo mayim sage bitifeach latfiach. They nearly did not use as mikvois, big voice, Kesel Shabin Shemik voice, Shemizdak, Lishasem Mistarev, Laravim Mistarev, Achimok Mechot Kishverasaneid. So the Mishnah says, suppose you have two mikvois, let's say, one mikvah is 20 so, one mikvah is 20 so. Then there is a Kesel that is maxed. And then there is a crack in the wall, a crack. So there are two kinds of cracks. There is a vertical crack and there is a horizontal crack. So the question is, what is Shase, what is Aref? So there is a machlekes between the Rash and the Rosh on one hand and the Rambam on the other. The Rambam says Shase means vertical, Arab means horizontal, and the Rash and the Rosh say the reverse, that Shase means horizontal and Arab means vertical. So the Mishnah says Kesel should be shtimi kvoyis. She means that. Let's explain it according to the Rambam. Shase means a vertical. So if there is a vertical, milmailo limato, not meaningless male, but milo limato. If the crack, the tzedek, is vertical, so it's mistak. It doesn't have to be a shiferes aneid nekef at any one particular place. If there is a total crack, vertical crack, so it's mitzuref. That means that there is no mechitza mafsekis. Mitzuref means that the two waters in the two mikvoyes are mitzuref. On one side you have a mikvah from the soul, on the other side you have a mikvah from the soul. They are mitzuref. Why? Because, so, who explained it? Taz explains it, I think. The Taz explains it very well. He says, if it's vertical, so that means that the kesel is all the way is broken up into two pshol. You have a kesel here, and then you have a crack in the middle. So that means you have two pshol. You have one kesel here and one kesel here. So there is no kesel. So at the point of the crack, there is no kesel. So Mimele, at that point, at that tzedek, they join. The two mitzvahs are joined. So Mimele, even though there is no Shferes Aneid Nekef at any one point, but it's totally cracked. So it's that means that the kesel is broken up into two parts. And Li'arev is enemy star. But if it's Li'arev, so that means that only horizontally, but up to a certain height, so there is no crack. So it's one mafsik. So enemy star. Alright. Kesel shimish voishin is at the shasim star, Li'arev enemy star. Hachim moknach nifarasane, Rabjuta im echil falfo. Suppose it broke Zelisirze Al Hum Kiklipis Hashum Al Rechav Kishveres Aneid. No Nifritz Milo means that Milo it broke the Kesa and water is it and there is a break in the Kesa. There is a break in the case of Milo, and then water goes through that break. So then the Mishnah says, Al Rein ki klipes al shum, Al Rei Rechav ki shishveres aneit. So the Rechav has to be shishveres aneit. Shishveres aneit means the width of these two edgeways. Hanishtei is voice. In Kinho, the Komare of Mitvois, Kifaras Haneid, Molinek of Main Bino. Of the Tsof Mil Milo, In Tsorich Elo, Kiklipus Hashum, Birech of Kishfefeires, the E, Bimayim, Sagebete Felach Fiach, El Neko for the Boy Kishfaras, in Kain. Ein rechaf amayim ki shvera shteyes boiz shanekef ogu veyutso milmato ki doma bishteyes boiz chizas lem keim v'nire di davke so the rear rejects Rabbanetam shite that only the nekef has to have the size of shvera sanayit but the mayim is just a fair hatfiyah. He says no, the mayim has to be shvera sanayit. And if, let's say, the water that goes over from one mikveh to the other through the nekef in the kesel is less shveras aneid, then they're not mitzuref, even though it has the potential to go through. But if actually it doesn't go through, So Mele is not Nitzurev. So then there is a kasha. Here the Braise says, Tefeach Latfeach is Chibur. And there the Mishnah in Mikvoi says, Eog Mikvoi Feras Aneit. So the Ri says something else. The Ri gives several truths. Vinire di Dafke li Reb Yude Sage vi Tefeach Latfeach. Ava li Rabbonu Nchorich di Klippos Hashum. Birei Chavshtei Ezbois. So the first teres by the Ri is the Dafke li Reb Yude. I mean, it's tasteless, but it's that tasteless is the Ri. The Dafke li Reb Yude Sage vi Tefeach Latfeach. Ava Rabbonu Nchorich di Klippos Hashum. In other words, according to that Haaretz, Reb Yude holds that the Tefeach Latfeach is Chibur. But according to the Rabbonon, only Shiferes Aneid is Chibur. And here the Braise is Ralibi Reb Yude, so Mele, according to Reb Yude, the Tefeach Latfeach is Chibur. The Dafke, so he says, Nire di Dafke li Reb Yude sage vi Tefeach Latfeach Avel Rabbonu Nchorich di Klippos Hashum Birei Chavshtei Ezbois Uchshe Hakeisel Mafsik. So when is a thing of the Klippos Hashum Birei Chavshtei Ezbois if the Keisel was Nifrat Lomal? But suppose it was not Nifrat, just a Nekev, not Nifrat, didn't break through, just a Nekev. So then we need a full Shifarasan. וכשקיסר מפסיק צור כשפר הסנאית שיענקף מולה והיד ניצק לפמה דמוסיק ליהם מקבויס ורבידו היא מוצא אסיה כרבונון דידפקה הידי תפייח לתפייח חיבו אסיה כרבידו אבל היד ניצק בכתפרס דיקטון דו דמש כתפייח הנה חיבו הנה אפילו תפייח לתפייח. In other words, so the B says that just the braise that is mentioned, Tefeach Latfeach Chibur, that represents the view of Reb Yude, not of the Rabbonon. But the Mishnah of the Nitzek v'Tatafres, that represents the view of everybody. And that is a limit of the Rabbonon also. The Dafka is Tefeach Latfeach Chibur as Yehude. Avli, the Nitzek v'Tatafres, it's only Mashke Tefeach. In Chibur, Haina, Filet Tefeach Latfeach. On the contrary, so when the Mishnah says Mashke Tefeach in a Chibur, so the Mishnah could be expressive of the view of the Rabbonon, and the Mele, when the Mishnah says Mashke Tefeach in a Chibur, he doesn't mean Dafke Tefeach in contrast of Tefeach Latfeach, but even Tefeach Latfeach is in a Chibur. But according to Reb Yude, so Tefeach Latfeach is Chibur. Weid himari, da fil Reb Yude lesley tefeach latfeach chibur bi rabu fnege vimayim el mikia gudachis aval bi karka shove dlishaya gudachis boye klipas hashum boye klipas hashum na klipas hashum bi rechav kishifares. So the poskim say is a semicircle, it's a hefer shifares on it. Klippos Hashum b'rechav kishiferes means, let's say, if you use these two fingers as a diameter and you have Klippos Hashum, that means a semicircle, half a circle. Kishiferes Aneid is a full circle, and b'rechav Hashum kishiferes Aneid is a semicircle, is a half a circle of kishiferes Aneid. So he says that da vede meri da fil Reb Yude lesley tefeach latfeach chibur elo beragov in mayim el mekeh agudachis avo bikarka shobed lishay agudachis boye klipas hashum v'as yahid nifritzu zelisir ze afil Reb Yude dairo sabreishin. So at first it appeared that Tesis is saying that there is a machlekes between Reb Yude and the Rabbonon, a full machlekes. According to Reb Yude, the Shio Chibur is Tefeach Latfeach, and according to Rabbonon, the Shio Chibur is a Shiferes Aneid. But nowadays he says no, that everybody agrees that the Shio Chibur, generally speaking, the Shiferes Aneid. Titeach Latfiach is no chibur. But only in the case of Raglov Negis Bamayim, so there is a machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yude. And Rabbi Yude, because Rabbi Yude holds that Gudachi is Saminele, Titeach Latfiach is a chibur. Mashein came where there is no Gudachis, so then Rabbi Yude will also be made that Tefeach Latfeach is no Chibur. And then the Rime mentions one Chiddush on top of the other. V'Rime, the Ahid Nitzin v'Katafres, Loilin Chibur Mikvoi Yisayre, Elolin Yenashoke. And then the Ri says that Nitzik v'katafres, when it says is lehav chibu, it doesn't even have reference to chibu mikvois, but it has reference to Ashok. But as far as chibu mikvois is concerned, so Nitzik v'katafres is a chibu. Ramatam's kasha at first was. Here the Mishnah says Nitzik veKatafres is no chibur. Katafres is no chibur. Like Nitzik is something else, but Katafres is no chibur. And the Braise in Chagige, so even Rabbi Yude is made that Hatek, the one who is stable in the Guma Tachteino, so the Tfile is a good Tfile. Is a good Tfile, but it's Katafres. So we see that Katafres is a chibur. Is so Ramtam give the teres because over there it's safer leave it lemato. So then Katafres a chibur. And when does the Mishnah say Katafres is no chibur? When it's not safe leave it lemato. When it's not safe leave it lemato. So that's what Ramtam says. No, I'm sorry. So Ramtam said that only over when is Katafres no chibur. I'm sorry. When is Katafres no chibur? When the two mikvois are esrim, but if one mikveh is aboim and the other one is esrim, then Katafres is a chibur. The Ri says no. Katafres is a chibur. Ligabi mikvois, Katafres is a chibur. But Katafres is a chibur. Only liye mikvoi, so if katafres is a chibur liye mikvois, but the Mishnah that says katafres zayne chibur does not have reference to mikvois, but to ashoke. What does ashoke mean? Now there are two kinds of ashoke. One ashoke is the ashoke of mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim means, let's say, mayim shuvim passes a mikveh if it's water that was nishet, let's say, a person be a dying, poured water into the mikveh, then it shows. Then it shows. And even gimul lugim mayim shuvim passes the whole mikveh. And they shows. So there is aloha of hashok. It's a mishne mikveh. Suppose you have one mikveh of 20 so. That is shov. It was artificially prepared. Somebody dumped water and one mikveh biyodah. 20 shov. Then you have another mikveh, natural mikveh, that rained in, rainwater rained in. And it's here there is a mikveh of 20 shov that is shov. And here is the mikveh of haboim shov. It's nachov. So suppose you want to be machshir this mikveh, or it can be 40 so, but in shov, here is a mikveh 40 so, and here is a mikveh 40 so. But this mikveh 40 so is shov. It was artificially dumped in. And this is a natural mikveh drained in nebeah. So if you manipulate that water should run, flow, from this mikveh to that mikveh, so this mikveh becomes kosher. So the shov is poka, the shem shov is poka. You only have to manipulate that water from this kosher mikveh should flow into the shuvidik mikveh. So then the Shem Shov is spoken from that mikveh. This is one type of hashokin. But then there's another din of hashokin, the gabi mayim pnei. May, suppose you have mashkim pnei, mayim or yayin of the shiva mashkim that became tame, you can be retired. And neichol you cannot be retired. If let's say an orange came in contact with the shares, there is no way in the world to be retired. And neichol you can retire an odom, you can retire a kele that became tame by immersing him in the mikveh. You cannot be retired. An orange came in contact with the chariot, you cannot immerse the orange in a mikveh and then say the orange is already tome. It's tome for good. But mayim can have time. If mayim became tome, let's say chariot came in contact with water in a certain chov, yes, all you have to do is to take that water in the chov, yes, and pour it in the mikveh. So the tumor of the mayim will be poker. That's Ashoke. In other words, so Ashoke, Rashi in Psochem daf Lamedalet, in Beitze daf Yudzayen, in Pchiras daf Chov Gimel, and the Chum daf Chovov. So Rashi says the din of Ashoke is a din of Zriya. In other words, just as there is a din of Sriya Ligabe, Sroyik Mei, suppose you have carrots that became Tomei, then you take the carrots that became Tomei and you plant them in the earth, then the Tumi is Boka. So in other words, so you can retire Sroyim that became Tomei by planting them in the earth. Then the heretofore tume of the carrots that became tume while they were tolush, by virtue of the fact that they were planted in the land, the tume is poka. So Rashi says that Hashoke is also a din of Zriye. In other words, just when you take a bottle of water that is tume, you dump it into the mikveh. Into the mikveh. So then, in effect, you are sowing, you are planting the water of the bottle in the mikveh water. It becomes a ruah in the mikveh water. So just as Zroim, this is how Rashi explains it in Psofim, Daf Lamed Aleph. So this is how Hashoke of Mayim Tmeim operates for a din of Zri. That's so the Hashoke of Mayim Tmeim, of Mashkin Tmeim, operates according to everybody through a din of Zri. How about the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim? That's not so pushing. So maybe the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim also operates in a similar way through a din of Zri. Or maybe, no, the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim operates for a din of Zriye, like the afkoes tume of Zroim Trushim that became tume, so you plant them in the earth, the tume is poka. So if Mayim or Mashkin became tume and you dump them into the mikveh, so in effect you are planting them in water. You ask, how is it shayach to plant water? You plant it. No, of the din, there is Zriye chal and mashkimals. Eichlim you cannot plant, but Eichlim you cannot, unless you plant it mamish, but by dumping a carrot in the mikveh, you don't plant the carrot. Only by planting the carrot in the earth, so then it starts to grow, it strikes roots, so then it's real. But mashke, by dumping mashke in the mikveh, al-Pedin is considered that you planted the water made from the bottle in the mikveh water. So the ashoke of mind playing certainly operates through a din of zriya. Rashi says it, the Rash says it, all the Rishonim say it. That's a double portion. But how about the ashoke of mind shuvim? So it could be explained in two ways. You could say that it operates the same way as the ashoke of mind playing. In other words, when you dump the mind shuvim, whether you dump or you manipulate that water from the mikveh sheine shuvo should flow into the mikveh shuvo, so it's like dumping. So mele, in effect, you are planting the mikveh shuvo in the mayim of the mikveh sheine shuvo. Or maybe the ashoke of mayim shuvim is to be distinguished from the ashoke of mayim tmeim. The ashoke of mayim tmeim operates, takes effect through halacha of zriya, but the ashoke of mayim shuvim does not operate through a din of zriya, but through a din of chibur. So Reb Chaim, I mentioned the Reb Chaim, it's a very important Reb Chaim. He says that there is a basic distinction between the ashoke of mayim tmeim and the ashoke of shuvim. The ashoke of mayim tmeim takes effect is how through halacha of zriya, like planting zroim that became tomei. So you have carrots that became tomei, and then you plant or oranges or grapes that became tomei. Then you plant the same grapes and the same oranges and the same potatoes, the same carrots in the earth. Then the moment they strike roots, so even the original carrot that was tomei is toyer again, because it's a new thing. So the ashoke of mind meim operates to a din of zriya. It's new mind. By dumping them by dumping them in the mikveh, so you are in effect planting the mind meim in the main mikveh. So it's new mind. So the tumei is broken. But ashoke of shuvim doesn't operate through zriya, but through din of chibur. In other words, the Tereskian says mikveh mayim toya. In other words, that mikveh itself can be mitaya mayim, and it the aloha of hashoke. There are many rishonim who say that shuv is only mid rabbanon, teis rishonim, the rishite, that even kulei shuv is only kosh mid rabbanon. But many rishonim, Rashi, the Rashbo, they say the Rashbam, and the Rash, the Astiras, all right. But there is one Rash who says, like Rashi and the Rashbam, that Kulei Shov or Rubei Shov is possibly the Raisi. So how can there be a din of Ashok if we say like the Ri, the Shov is only Psalmid Rabbanon, the Chachomim or Misakin in Ashok? But if we say that Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov is Midrash apostle, so how does the Mishnah Mitzvah say you have one mikveh Sheine Shov and you have another mikveh Samoch to it, Shov, completely Shov? You just manipulate that water from the mikveh Sheine Shov should run over, should flow over to the mikveh that Shov, so the mikveh that was here to fall Shov becomes an Ishov. How did it operate if it's a Psalmid Raisi? So there is a droshe, mikveh mayim yetoya, that mikveh is mitaya de mayim. So it's mafkia, so many rishonim explain it, that it means that through hashoke, so the din shov, it's mitaya de shov, it means natume, it means it's mafkia de nishov. In other words, kolam chubal mikveh areyuk mikveh. So that's how Reb Chaim explained it. So hashoke operates through a din of chibur. The ashoke of mayim tmeim operates through a din of zriya, but the ashoke of Mayim Shuvim operates for a din of Chibo. What do you mean Chibo? Because there's a cost. Mikve Mayim Yetoya. So, Kolam Chuba le Mikve u Mikve. If something is a pertinent, attached to Mikve, it itself acquires a Shem Mikve. It's an annex of a Mikve. So it acquires a Shem Mikve by being Mechuba to a Mikve. So Mele, when you dump, so then you are certainly Mechaba, the here to form Mayim Shuvim to the main Mikve. So Mele, the here to form Mayim Shuvim acquire a Shem Mikve, Hamchuba le Mikve Mikve. And so, now how is it? Reb Chaim says in the Rambam that the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim is unlike the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim. Mayim Tmeim, the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim operates through a din of Zriyeh, but the Ashoke of Shov operates through a din of Chibur. How is it? It seems to me that this is the Sofik in Rabbi Yeruchem. Rabbi Yeruchem has his Sofik. Now, by Mayim Tmeim, if you apply Ashoke to Mayim Tmeim, so you don't have to maintain the Ashoke Leilon Voed, you just have to bring a vessel with Mayim Tmeim and bring it close to the Noor, to the Yam, or to the Mikveh, and the moment that the top of the water of the Mayim Tmeim in the vessel, in the Kele, touches, flows over the water of the Mikveh, so then the Tume is Poka, and then you can take away the vessel with the water, and it's already torn. So the Ashoke does not have to be maintained Leilon Voed. The question is, how about Mayim Shuvim? You have a Mikveh of Mem Soeim Shuvim, and then close to it, you have a Mikveh of Mem Soshuvim, then you manipulate that water from this Mikveh should run over that Mikveh. So the Shov is Spoka, the Shov is Spoka. As long as it keeps sun flowing over, anybody can be tevil in the here to fall Mikveh Shov. But suppose you stop the flowing over the Chibur, then you separate them again. Can anybody be tevil in the here to fall? In the here to fall, that was Shov. So Rabbi Yeruchem has his Sofik. The Rash says that it's kosher. The Rosh in the Tshuva says that it's kosher. The Rosh in the Mishnah says something that involves Istira Min Eirubin. But anyway, let's forget about the Rosh in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeruchem has his Sofik. In other words, in regard to the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim, goes without saying that if that's the Braise in Beit Sedaf Yudzayin, if somebody, even Ayontif, you can do it. If somebody has a Kele with Mayim Tmeim, he takes that Kele and he brings it over to the Mikveh and he manipulates the water from the Mikveh should flow over the water in the Kele. Then he takes away the Kele to his house, finished. And the story of it. But there is no Ashoke anymore. It doesn't have to be Leilon Voed. It just has to be a state of contact between the Mahiyat for Mayim Tmeim and the Mikveh for 1 second. Then it's Mafkir. How about the Mikveh? So the Rash and the Rosh in the Tshuva say the same thing. The Rabbi Yeruchem has two Lushenis. One Lushen Rabbi Yeruchem is that Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim does not have to be maintained permanently, just for one moment. So if you had a Mikveh Sheini Shov, a 40 Shov, a Mikveh, a 40 Shov that he showed, and then for 1 minute you manipulate that water from the Mikveh Sheini Shov should run over the Mikveh Shuvah, then you can interrupt, stop that connection, and you can be tevel in the year to fall, mikve shuvo, leilam vod, you forget about it. And there is one lashon ha'mi'ena, you can only be tevel in the year to fall, mikve shuvo, as long as the connection is maintained. But the moment the connection is stopped, then there is no tevel. No tevel. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is, if it is in regard to my name, the Ashok of my name, then it goes without saying, that's the bright saying, Misachas Beitzet Afid Zayin. You have a kere with my name, all you have to do, even my yomtev, you can take the kere of the my name and bring it close to the mikveh, and if the water of the mikveh flow over the water in the kere, so then all the water in the kele become toy, finished, can take back the kele, because there it's by way of sriya, by way of sriya. So sriya, let's say you had a carrot that became tame, then you replanted the carrot in the earth and then it grew, then you plucked it out. So in order that it should be toya, you have to replant it again, little word, by planting it in the earth, so the tumi is poka leilam voed. So by planting the mayim tmeim in the mikveh water, the tumi is poka finished. So the loshin Rabbi Yerucham says the gabi shuvi is the same thing, only one moment. So holds that the ashoke of mayim shuvi operates the same way as the ashoke of mayim tmeim, by way of Zri. The Loshin Rabbi Yerucham that says that it has to be maintained, and if the connection is stopped, you cannot be tevel in the heretofore mikre shuvo, he holds no, as Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, you see, that the ashoke of mayim shuvim operates by way of Zri. So how does that break? Because kolam chugal mikve mikve. If something is attached to the mikve, it itself becomes a mikve, as long as it's attached. But the moment it's detached, so it's not a mikve. So it's over again.
That's right.
Now let's see the Mishneh. Let's see the Mishneh in Mikvois. Perik Vov of Mikvois, Mishneches, Mitarin es HaMikvois, Perik Vov Mishneches, Mitarin es am Mikve Hoeljim in Atachtein Verochet min Akorev Keitzad Mevi Silin Shal Cheres U Shal Eiver U Maniach Yodi Tachtov Atshu Mismale Mayim U Meishchei U Masiki Afilu Kisarov. Rabbi Nevadim Batinore says כגן שאויסו אליין מים שובים והתחתי מים שירים ואורוכת מהקורת ולחשינון שמו באודם והפסיק הסוכוסי ולאולצו להתבילה מייבי סילין של חרס או סילין של איבר והוא הדין של איז או של עצם או של סחוכיס איבר הוא פרס ומניח שעוד התחתוף של הסילין כדי שלא ייצאו מים לחוץ כשהוא מסמלה, עד שור שיסית ויסחפרו עם המקווה אחר, אפילו כי סערו דהיקילו בישיבו שדרבון. So, so the question is, ומייסחי ומעסיקי אפילו כי סערו, as long as there is contact between the mikveh shein yeshuvo and the water of the mikveh shuvo, it's kosher. But it's kosher to be tegel as long as the contact is maintained. But suppose the contact is stopped, so then you cannot be tegel. So that too is shein yeshuvo Rabbi Yochai. The Rash says that once contact is maintained for one moment, then you can stop the contact and you can still be tegel. The Rabbi Yerucham is two shenis. The Rosh in the Tshuva says the same thing as the Rash says. But let's see the Rosh in the Mikvois, what he says. The Rosh says in Mikvois, Mishneches, מתארים האלים מתארים האלים נתחת כן שני מקוויס שעמדים בשיפוע האור ומי וסילאים בנסי רי שיחוד באליין ורי שיחוד בתחת ובצד האליין יהיה הסילן בשיח המים ושיפוע הסילן יהיה כשיעור זה כשישמל למטה יגיע תחתיסן ומצד האליין במים שבאליין וכשמסחילים למים לרדת מן המקפו אליין לתחתן יניח יודי בפי הסילן שלמטה עד שישמל הסילן גם למעלה וכשיוסו יודוף נמצאו שני מקפויס מחוברים במים יראה חפשיפרס הנעיד רגע אחד וכשירד המים למטו יישארו מסוקים בשר ודאי וזה סתירה הנה יובי he says both things you see the rabbi רוחם אסטולשנס one lotion is like the rush the ashok is for one moment then the shem shov is poka like mind me לא יומבועד it's poka. In other words, it's a din of Zriya. Yes, the other Russian says, no, you can only be tevil in the heretofore mikveh shuvo as long as the contact is retained. But the moment the contact is stopped, you cannot be tevil. So it's by way of chibur. As the Chaim explains, it's not because kolam chubal mikveh ki mikveh. But the moment you stop the contact, it's not your chubal mikveh. So it's over again, it's over again. So it's two Rishinis in Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh is, so the Rosh in the Tshuva says it doesn't have to be maintained all the time. But here he says there are two kinds of Chibur. One Chibur is Gishver Sanit, and the other Chibur is the Tvir Latvir. So for one moment, enough water should flow over Kishveres Hanayit from the Mikvah Sheini Shuvah to the Mikvah Shuvah. That has to be done only for one moment. After that, you can relax that big connection. But there has to be a minimum connection of Kimashu, which means, I think, Tefiach Latfiach, all the time. So in other words, he's not like the first Loshon Rabbi Yerucham, he's not like the second Loshon Rabbi Yerucham. According to the first Loshon Rabbi Yerucham, the maximum connection has to be maintained all the time. The connection has to be maintained only for one moment. According to the second Loshon, it has to be, whatever connection is required, has to be maintained all the time. And the Rosh it is, there are two kinds of connections. there is a connection of Shvaras Hanayit that has to be maintained for one moment. And then there is another connection to Tviyah that has to be maintained all the time. You have to understand it's not count. It doesn't even make sense. Superficially, it doesn't even make sense. Now, Taisves, one of the kashas that Taisves asks is, how is it that here the Gemara says, the Braise says, Tefeach Latfeach is Ribo, and the Mishnah Mikvoi says, Eov Mikvoi is Kishverasani. So Taisves says, Amnatam says, that the Nekef has to be Kishverasani. But the mind that run over from one mikveh to the other through the nekev doesn't have to be the full nekev. As long as it has the potential for a full nekev to flow over, so, but right now it doesn't flow over because it's not so high. But if it, the level would be higher, then a shveras hanayit water would flow over, so it's chibur. So, on a potential level, we need Shveras Hanayit. And on an actual level, only Tefeach Latfeach. What is the Pshat? Reb Chaim gives another one. So again, it's not that Reb Chaim is Chilik. On Taisves, a certain Rav, he wrote that Reb Chaim ignored all the Shemim. Reb Chaim did not ignore all the Shemim. Reb Chaim explained the Rambam, but Reb Chaim did not say it in Taisves, in Rabbitan, in Dari. He only said it in the Rash, he only said it in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim said, according to the Rambam, there is no kashe between the Braise, Tefeach Latfeach Yitzchibu, and the Braise, and the Mishnah that says, Erev Mikvah.